Last time on DLG 2TA.
There's an EM spike when Madame Maya says she's just gone. One for yes, two for no. Single spike.
Thank you.
Ask your question again.
Hey, Tara, are you a ghost?
Three spikes. Hello, listeners. This is your host and keeper, Kat. Thanks for your patience again. We're working on making the editing more consistent, but that's a hard needle to thread with a full-time job that has me in the office regularly. We're setting things up to make sure I have additional support so that we can start making these episodes on a more bi-weekly fashion. But as of right now, it's all just me, so episodes may take a little bit more time than they used to. Thanks again for understanding. I'm also going to abuse my bully pulpit one more time to let all of you know that if you are a trans woman, you should read Sisters of Dorley by Alison Greaves. I won't say much except that you can find it on AO3 or Scribble Hub, and it's one of the most compelling stories that I have read in my entire life. Now on to the usual stuff. If you'd like to support us, there are a few ways you can do that. First, you can tell someone about the show. We thrive on word of mouth, and our goofy brand of weird is a perfect thing to recommend to your friends, your polycule, your found family, your biological family, or the boy you're forcibly feminizing in your basement. We're fans of Good Pods for their really neat shareability features, but whatever you prefer works for us. If you do leave a review, let us know via Skeet or Tumblr message, and you'll get a shout-out on the show. Now, without further ado, let's save the world.
Tell the boss I'm not coming and I'm calling it dead. It all just exists for the sake of no end. For the next 30 years I'm looming overhead, and I'm not gonna live for the sake of the dread.
Are you next to us?
You get a single spike, a pause, and then two spikes.
Yes, but no. Can you see us?
Single spike.
Froma's gonna do like a quick sweep around our little triangle group to see if there's any hot spots.
Yeah, you're not really particularly getting anything.
Okay. Interacting, but not here, but kinda here. Okay. Freaking weird. Okay, Tara, did someone attack you?
Single spike.
Do you know who?
Two spikes.
Okay, it's fair. Tara, were they human?
Two spikes.
Euphrema's face is going to drop a little bit, like wide eyes and everything.
How is Tara looking?
You mean Madame Maya?
Madame Maya, sorry. Yes.
Madame Maya is, if you'll forgive the turn of phrase, as pale as a ghost.
Yeah. Euphrema's kind of locked into the EMF detector.
So it's not, she is also not just vibing with the idea that people can communicate with unknown forces.
Yeah, this is all deeply alarming to her. Shocking, okay. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But Euphrema, you're kind of deep in the paint on this,
yeah.
And you do not notice that.
No.
Riley, you do. But,
yeah,
you know.
Because like normal people aren't supposed to just casually do this anyhow.
Euphrema's not normal people.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying shit, so.
Euphrema, what is happening?
Well, Tara at some point was attacked by something not human and is now communicating with us through electrical magnetic spikes.
Are you telling me that my friend is dead?
Or kidnapped?
No, not dead. Kidnapped, you said, Riley?
Yeah.
There's a single spike in response to kidnapped.
Kidnapped, not dead. Good news. Do you know where you are, Tara?
Two spikes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Worth a try.
Kat, are we still kind of in the convention hall? Like, where are we?
We're kind of, like, huddled together.
Right.
Yeah, you're, like, huddled off in a corner, I'd say.
Is it the same space where we just saw Robert Alvin give the keynote?
There's the beyond the room for where the keynotes are given, there's like a staff hallway that leads to the back of like the hotel and everything like that.
Sure, right.
But there's still carpeting Beyond, because that's usually where, if they're doing food, they'll put out, like, the continental breakfast before the keynote. So you're sort of in that, like, breakfast nook away from the rest of the convention goers, because it's a little bit quieter here and a little bit more secluded, but, like, relatively within the convention still.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I want to go to the stage where Robert Oven did the keynote and see if the Fae audience is still there.
Sure thing. I would think that there's going to be a role here. Very specifically, investigate a mystery.
That makes sense, yeah.
I'm still using flexible alternative.
Okay. I guess it's the same role either way.
Yeah.
I didn't fail that role.
Would you look at that? A success.
Mixed success. So on a mixed success... One general question
based on how you're investigating, you'll get a reasonable detail of what you discover.
I'm gonna walk up on the stage and look for Tara in the Fae audience.
You see the Fae audience, and you see within that audience a single empty chair that immediately gives you the feeling that it does in fact belong to Tara. And that the only reason she's not in her seat right now is because she's somewhere else communicating with you, Fremma.
All right.
Rolled well on your read a bad situation when you got up on stage, you would have noticed that before the keynote even started.
Makes sense. Rolling well is not something I do, so.
So, what do you do with that information?
I go back to you, Fremma, and don't say anything.
All right. Euphrema, did you have any further questions for Tara to try to suss out where she might be?
I mean, she doesn't know where she is, doesn't think she's dead. Maya, is there anything you wanted to say?
Did he do this?
You mean...
She knows, and then...
Were Maya and Tara the ones that we initially heard?
Yeah.
They were the overheard? Ones okay.
Planning okay. to kill Robert Alvin.
Yeah, cool.
Single spike.
Fremma's going to look up at Riley and then to Maya. So by him, you mean, and like nudges towards the keynote room?
This puts me in an interesting position because I think...
Damn it, Erica!
Erica posted two pictures of Spike the Dragon. So the thing is, it kind of feels like it's not directly manipulate someone, but that's the closest thing that I can figure for this role, because you're effectively like pressuring her to admitting to attempted murder.
Yeah, kind of am.
So I think you'll have to roll to manipulate someone.
All right. My charm is 0, so this is a straight roll. 8 for a mixed success.
Nothing straight about that role. It's Euphrema.
That's fair.
Okay, on a mixed success, they'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it. I cannot talk about this. Not here, not right now.
Maya, we already heard you and Tara, and we're gonna look over at Riley really quickly. And we have our own suspicions about him to begin with.
He's... odd, that's for sure.
Okay, we don't talk here. Our room, we can go.
Okay, sure.
I assume it's a very awkward elevator ride up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get to the whatever floor your guys' room is on.
2nd.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we had made reference to using the stairs.
No, that was Tara's room that was on the 2nd floor.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Let's just say you guys are on the 5th floor.
That's long enough to be awkward, yep.
Okay, you get into your room. Where's everyone? Is everyone standing around in the room? Like, what?
No, your friend's gonna sit on the bed.
I was gonna say, yeah, Riley will sit on the other bed.
Okay, then Madam Maya will go sit in the cuck chair.
Every hotel has one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will start. I'm a paranormal investigator. I'm
really?
Here investigating.
Who wouldn't have guessed?
Yeah. You're investigating weird shit that one found out about? Somehow. I don't know how you found it out. You got a feeling or something.
I don't...
Riley, for your recollection purposes, you were specifically told about this event by the Order.
Oh, I know.
And I think excuse you gave is that you saw a flyer in a newspaper or something.
Oh, was it?
Well, yeah, but then I got like a weird feeling about it or something. Like that's kind of how, but like, we don't need to be telling that to strangers.
And so we're investigating here and something's going on.
Yeah, very clearly. You know, I didn't expect to be communing with a disembodied spirit.
You get used to that
at a psychic convention, you know?
No, you don't.
I mean,
don't believe her.
Really, if you're going to do it anywhere,
Pandora's lies.
If you're going to do it anywhere, why not a psychic convention?
Okay. I need you. I need your help getting out of here.
Fair enough. You have a car or do you take transit?
It's suburban New Jersey. Transit doesn't exist.
So do you have a car?
Tara's car.
Yeah. Okay. That's par for the course then. Yeah. No, we can get you to a bus station or the airport or something.
I mean, like, if you're willing, I am more concerned primarily about the nearest... There's commuter rail, I guess, is maybe our best bet. I'm trying to think what our closest station is. We'll figure that out. Okay, so I've been in the industry for a while. Tara has too. In the past, we've worked with Robin. Sorry, TV Robert? Psychic Robert Alvin.
Oh.
He casually goes by Robin. It's weird, I think.
I mean, doesn't everyone have a stage name in this?
Sure, but like his real name is Robert Alvin. It's just Robin is a short form of Robert, apparently. It's like a very
Robert
archaic thing.
Alvin? Robin?
Oh, are you? It's a portmanteau?
That's
what
I thought when you
weirder.
Said it.
Because I could have sworn that Robin was like a diminutive for Robert from like the Middle Ages.
I mean, could be. I'm just telling you how my brain works, I guess. Not that we didn't already do that on stage.
Yeah. So, sorry, did you go on stage?
Oh, did you not go the keynote?
No, I was cooperating with the police investigation.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he called me up on stage despite...
Oh, fuck.
Not volunteering.
Yep.
Is that important to know?
It's just if he's aware of you, it makes it a bit more difficult for us to sneak around him. So Tara and I used to work with Robin, and we sort of helped him get onto TV. We sort of managed his tours. You know, the money we made from it was pretty good. And it was all in exchange for training to do all this. And then, 3 months ago, he started working on the routine you probably saw this afternoon. The one that blows all of this up.
Yeah. No one really expected to see that today.
No, I don't think anyone comes to a psychic convention expecting to hear the ghost of James Randi saying every psychic is fake.
Oh, I know who that is now.
That's interesting.
Robin.
You can just call him Robert Alvin.
Robert.
Or TV
psychic Robert Alvin.
That feels better.
Made reference to him and then explained that he was a guy who... Anyhow, that's not important.
He was also a member of the family, but that's neither here nor there. Riley.
Like the mafia?
No.
The gay family.
Yeah. He was threatening to blow it all up and... I don't know. At some point, we got it into our heads that we had to stop him. And...
there a reason he decided to do that?
I don't know. I think maybe he thought it would be funny. He's always kind of wanted to do comedy more than stage magic or psychic readings or... I don't know. He thought it would be funny, I think, was the justification he gave. And, you know, sometimes you get into a feedback loop and... you and your partner, non-romantic business partner, decide that the best course of action is to kill a man.
Yeah, well,
it
I
can't
happens. Say that's relatable.
Yeah.
I mean, when your whole livelihood's being threatened, yeah, I can see how you get there.
You know, there was violence at anthracite strikes in West Virginia, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, people are protective of their livelihood. I don't know. I think I'm trying to justify something that I am.
Yeah, we don't need to get psychology into this yet.
Yeah. So we had a couple plans in motion. Obviously, that was significantly disrupted by the mass prediction of his death.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Uh-huh. And then Tara disappeared.
Yep.
And Robin is still alive and has now revealed to most everyone that what he does and what we do is fake. So not only did we propel this man to stardom, we then failed to actually stop him from doing the thing we were trying to stop him to do. And now Tara is missing, possibly a ghost.
No, said she wasn't a ghost.
Okay, not what? I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that you can communicate with disembodied spirits.
Thank you.
Yes, I get it. I'm the weird one here.
Like, I'm used to being the weird one in the room. And you've got a EMF reader that lets you talk to... Where do you get these things?
Hardware store.
And, you're getting REM pods from the hardware store?
Oh, no, that you've got to, like, order, like, a theremin kit. Like, you can get them, like, $10 off eBay. You just put it in a box and you turn it on when you need to.
It's a theremin?
Yeah.
That sounds extraordinarily fake. Like, I know fake, and...
I mean, a theremin works by...
proximity.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. Okay. Can we talk to her?
I have something we can try. Putting out the EMF again. Tara, are you still here?
Spike.
Okay. Troma's gonna, like, shuffle through her stuff and try to find her spirit box. If this works, it'll be a little bit easier. You know, turning it on, getting it shuffling. Okay, Tara, try speaking.
Fart. You hear a whisper of the word fart.
You're probably just gonna look at Maya.
Fart potato? I think
there's something wrong with your spirit box.
Say hello.
It's like... indecipherable static.
Okay, turning off the spirit box. Okay, I don't think we can use that. That would have made it a lot easier.
Wait, unless it has to do with the baked potatoes at the Italian restaurant. No, that makes no sense. Never mind. I'm sorry.
And I'm the weird one.
No, yeah, I don't... Yes, because you know the rules. I don't know. I don't know how your box works. I don't know if fart potato could mean
that's
something.
That's what she said.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think you're really my type, but thank you.
Could we not right now?
Listen, it's stress. It works. Okay, going with just the EMF. I don't know. What do you want to ask, Maya?
Am I in danger? Single spike.
That's not surprising.
Are Euphrema and Riley in danger? Single spike.
Also not surprising.
Are you dead? Two spikes.
Yeah, we asked that one before. So glad to get verification.
It's right. It's confusing, you know.
Tara, can we just leave?
Two spikes.
Okay. So how do we take down Robert Elvin then? That's not a question, why? Tara. Don't worry about answering that.
Does anyone? Like, if he's doing this, how are we supposed to take him down?
I think the main concern is getting your friend back. I mean, I know you guys had that whole plot about...
Yeah.
Like that, but...
I mean...
If he can send someone to the Shadow Realm, you know, like Yugi's grandpa,
Yugi!
I'm gonna turn the spirit box off.
Then I don't know that I want to be trying to take him down, as it were.
Yeah, I guess, like, the damage has already been done.
Like, don't get me wrong, I want to rescue your friend.
I think we need to focus on rescuing Tara.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
I kind of look toward Euphrema.
Got a hedgerow?
What?
Hedgerows are, like, usually...
No, I know what a hedgerow is.
Yeah, they're usually, like, entrances to the Fey Realm.
The hotel has hedges in the front.
There's like a couple of shrubs in the parking lot.
Yeah, I guess I don't know the difference between a hedge and a shrub and a bush.
Well, you know, I'm gonna leave it.
Yep. Yeah, we'll just leave that one.
I mean, botanically speaking, there might be I don't know.
Okay. Are there any other entrances to the Fey Realm that you know of? Like, is there some... God, that sounds insane.
Yep. Welcome to hanging out with your
Frema.
Wait, how
do we know this is a fae thing?
Oh, that's been our...
Fairies are real?
Yeah.
Fuck. What?
Yeah, this is a lot to take in, I realize.
Fairies are real. Spirits are real. Ghosts are real. But psychics aren't?
Also, don't take free food from people.
That's very specifically to do with the fae stuff. I've never met a psychic.
Okay, wait. When you came up with this theory, you told me not to give anyone my name. Tara uses a fake name. So if she was kidnapped by someone, wouldn't they have to know her? Oh, but you guys used to work with Robert Alvin, so that doesn't rule him out. Never mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he signed the paychecks, which means he knows our legal names.
Which,
I guess, technically isn't necessarily your real name. I don't know. Do the fays work based on, like...
It's usually, like, your given name.
Common law?
Yeah, whatever says on your birth certificate is usually pretty good to go with.
But, like, what if your birth certificate has the wrong name on it?
Well, that'd be very interesting.
Well, like, because, like, someone's real name isn't necessarily their legal name, right?
Well,
like trans people. I have trans friends. Don't look at me like that.
No, that's, like, the most keyed-in thing I think you've said so far.
Listen, I'm not sure on the minutiae, okay? Like, I'm not a fairy myself?
Well, okay.
Shush.
No. Oh, God, no. I didn't even register that. If you don't have an answer, you do research.
Oh, my God, she's a nerd.
No.
It's okay. Nerds are cool.
There's got to be a library that has stories that we, or
if we,
I don't
can't
know,
leave, how do we get to a library?
Oh, we can't.
I mean, we can leave the site. We can't leave the issue.
I mean, yeah, we'd come back. Do we need to stay at the convention center?
I mean, we've left already.
Yeah, we got
but
burritos.
Like, you know, that was before someone went missing. That was before you had his attention.
No, Riley had his attention the whole time.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Okay. I know I was going to kill the guy, but he's not like that. He's weird. He's a little off-putting. Clearly because he's fae, I guess.
Possibly.
But he's not like that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if your creep alarm is getting set off, it's not that kind of creepy.
Not because of that. Got it.
You know, it's maybe something somewhere in, like, the uncanny valley of, like...
Not quite human.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
We look up how to get into the Fae Realm then. Or how to pull someone out.
We have Google, right? Like, we have we all have phones.
Okay, yes, but I mean, one of the first things you learn is that we probably want primary sources. Either someone who knows stories or, you know.
I mean, like, we could...
I actually don't know what a primary source for the Fae would be. Never. Never mind.
A folklorist?
Okay, a folklorist, yeah. Or... I mean, like, there's two fairly well-known folklorists whose works are available in the public domain.
Taylor Swift? She has an album called Folklore. It was...
I know.
A joke.
It's...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Euphrema was just kind of looking at me like I was... Okay, done making jokes.
Okay. Just bring up archive.org and we'll get started.
Yeah, there's, you know, you pull up a archived copy of, or like a Project Gutenberg ebook of Grimm's fairy tales to try to find the closest thing you can to collected primary sources on the Fae. Or at least that's where Madame Maya starts you, because, you know, that's her first thought is, well, if we're learning about fairies, we should check fairy tales, right?
Yep.
I thought the Fae was like an Irish thing. Or British?
It's a sort of a pan-European thing, but like a lot of it is more English-Irish.
So Fae themselves, like the term, is Irish. The rest of Europe does have like land and household spirits that fit similar roles.
Right, like brownies or kobolds. The actual kobold, the German kobold, yes. Not the Dungeons and Dragons tiny lizard.
Or the Dungeons and Dragons tiny dog.
But the AD&D kobold, where it's just like a weird little guy.
Yep.
Do we want to maybe... This sounds stupid. Are you guys hungry?
Famished.
Yeah. I feel like we could get more research done
about it, but
with some food.
Well, we know of a good burrito place.
yeah, we just, you know, sort of can't leave.
I don't trust Trattoria De Luca.
What?
If we pay for it, it'll be fine.
We're paying for food.
Yeah, but they were giving out.
But if we don't use the free food coupon, it's not counted as free.
I know, but like, doesn't that, it could still mean that they're...
It doesn't mean that.
Run, okay.
Like, I think we've pinpointed who the target is.
I mean, he could have...
Minions?
Collaborators? Friends? I don't know.
The
work alone?
So according to what I have found on this webpage, the way that it works is that by taking free food, you're accepting a gift of hospitality. By paying for the food, the hospitality isn't implied. There's no onus because you have paid for the food rather than received a gift. So the food itself is safe as long as it is not freely given.
Okay, then what about the sign in the lobby that says hospitality guaranteed?
I think that's just a holiday. Sorry, a vacation hotel thing. Whatever we called the Holiday Inn that this is.
We're paying for the hospitality. This isn't out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, old rules of hospitality where you had to, like, give someone bread and salt or whatever for them to, like, be welcomed as guests in your home. Like,
now, of course, with our luck, we'll get down to Praetoria De Luca. That's not what it's called.
What did you say?
Like that.
I said Praetoria De Luca.
Oh, not Praetoria. It's not one of the three capitals of South Africa.
What's it called?
Trattoria.
Yeah, with our luck, we'll get down to Trattoria De Luca, and it'll be run by, like, some fourth dimensional being or something.
Is that a thing that I now have to be concerned about?
I wouldn't. I kind of just pulled it out of my ass.
I don't know what things are and aren't real.
Yeah, no, I get used to that feeling.
Riley's only been at this for a week.
Are vampires real?
Yeah, I don't touch vampires. I call other people for vampires.
Wait, vampires are real?
Werewolves?
Haven't met one. Heard of them.
Do they fight the vampires?
I don't know. I don't go near the vampires.
Do the vampires play baseball?
Vampires are fucking scary.
Yeah, because have you seen how far they can hit a baseball?
I don't get this reference.
Okay,
you haven't read Twilight?
On.
What? Wait, is that like the movie thing that everyone hated?
Twilight is bad, and it's appropriative of indigenous culture, and it's like Mormon racist. But a lot of people just hate Twilight
because it's girl culture.
Because it's girl fiction. Like, historically,
we have always vilified girl culture since the 1800s.
Even before that. You know, girl culture back in the day was eating moldy rye bread and hallucinating witches, and we vilified them for it.
Should bring back eating moldy rye bread to become witches, though.
I don't think that's how it works. I think they just got ergot poisoning.
Listen, I'm getting hungry. I'm saying I'm willing to eat the moldy rye bread right now.
Okay, then let's maybe keep doing some research at Trattoria De Luca.
Okay, we'll see if we can find a quiet booth.
Sure. So you guys go down to Trattoria De Luca.
I'll meet you guys down there. I just have to use the bathroom.
Oh, good. Riley's going to toilet scry again.
I'm not. Not this time. Once they're out, though, I am going to call the order.
Bring, 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 bring. Hello?
Hi, it's Riley again.
Okay, go for Hamal.
Yeah, okay, so I know we have a file on Euphrema Wheeler. Do we have a file? Euphrema, is it not Wheeler?
Naylor.
What is it? Naylor, oh.
You definitely just assigned Euphrema a Yu-Gi-Oh character.
Well, she's getting sent to the Shadow Realm.
Shit.
Sorry, Euphrema, you're stuck with the shitty deck with Red Eyes Black Dragon as your top monster.
Fine, I'll make it work.
You gotta cast your Time Wizard and then turn your baby dragon into a 10,000-year-old dragon.
Do we have a file on TV psychic Robert Alvin?
Give me a minute. I have to put my tea down.
Sorry. It's kind of important, though. There's something actively going on.
Nothing specific under that name. It's possibly an alias. Do you have other names he might go by?
Robin? I don't have a last name associated with that.
Is he human?
I suspect they.
Okay. Riley, you ever read Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yeah, we did it in school.
Okay. Do you remember that character? I'm going to come out and say it. You're dealing with a pooka.
Puck?
Puck. Robin Goodfellow.
Okay.
Hold on, he's kidnapped someone. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, hold on one second.
My dad sent me here just to keep track of fucking Euphrema, and now I guess trouble follows me.
It's not even... Jesus Christ.
No, okay. This wasn't my assignment.
No, you're... It's not you. It's not you. So I looked up an etymology. The surname Alvin is an old English name that comes from Eldwin, which means noble or good friend. He's literally named himself Robin Goodfellow. You have to deal with the most cringe shit. Christ. Okay, what order resources do you need?
I need to know information. He's kidnapped someone at the convention. Okay. I need to know how to get them back. Also, how to protect myself. I've been given an iron...
Good start.
Nail
Very
thing.
Good start. Okay, so raw iron is going to be your best bet. Following that, be very, very specific with the language that you use around him.
Yeah, okay.
And the last thing that we have is they can apparently shapeshift. Pukas. Your best bet in that regard, then, is trying to catch him out, make him drop his shape. If he shapeshifts back to his natural form, he will probably just run away.
And leave behind the person he kidnapped?
Person or people?
I mean, there could be more than one, but yeah. Okay.
Is there any other details you can give me about, like, the kidnapped people?
Yeah. She goes by Tara, her real name. That's
not the actual,
Yes. Fellow psychic, does tarot, used to work with Robert Alvin. They had a falling out because Robert Alvin thought it would be funny to reveal the secrets of whatever you call it, psychics, but not like the
mentalists.
Stage. Thank you. Yep, that's the word.
Okay. Is there anything else weird that's happening? Like, the more detail you can give me on the weird goings-ons, the more likely I'll be able to help this person get out of wherever they are.
Okay. One, he knew what I dreamed about last night. He made a comment about it. The very specific musical I had a dream about, in which he was also in the dream dead, because everyone at this convention there was a prediction contest that happens every year at this convention, apparently. And when they opened the box this year, literally every prediction predicted the death of Robert Alvin, even though no one wrote that down last year. I tried to investigate the ballots. It seemed like they were tampered with by magic. This morning, knew about my dream, was in my dream with a slit throat.
Real quick, just quick interrupt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He is probably projecting these things into your dreams. If you encounter something horrifying, like, say, a vision of yourself murdering someone, or... The dream is him.
Okay.
Don't let it affect you, which I know is a big ask, but like, if you can get some lucidity in your dreams and just like dismiss it.
Okay.
Don't let...
We've been trained for that. Yes, thank you. I'm not my best class in the order, but finally, he pulled me up on stage for like a demonstration thing, like a keynote at this conference, convention, whatever.
Uh-huh.
When I was up there, I could see a second audience of what I now presume are fae. They were kind of faceless, humanoid. I'd almost use the word shadows, but like three-dimensional, but not like
what
the evil.
What are the odds, think? Sorry, I'm spitballing here.
Yeah, no, please. That's why I called. And also, I probably can't take much longer. Victims.
Like, you're kidnapping the one who's missing. Tara, was she missing from the audience?
I got the feeling she was missing from the audience.
What was happening at the time?
Euphrema Naylor was using ghost detection gear to speak with her and ask questions.
That is wild. Okay.
You have no idea. This lady is, she knows about everything. I get why.
As long as she doesn't know about the order.
No. And I'm making sure of that. It's just, I guess I didn't know there were civilians out there who just knew about the existence of the supernatural.
Yeah. We have a whole stack of people that applies to.
I mean, I never worked the call desk, so, you know.
So, yeah, 99% here. That audience is full of his past victims. The reason you didn't see Tara there is because she was off communicating with Euphrema.
Okay. This is super helpful. Thanks. That's...
Sorry. I know this one was supposed to sort of be a big, fat lot of nothing.
Yeah, kind of just a reconnaissance mission where I keep track of this lady who I am now wondering if she just attracts supernatural things, but that's a question we can answer later. They're waiting for me downstairs. I really shouldn't take longer, or they're going to think there's something wrong with my stomach because I said using the bathroom. But this is really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want to cover, you just go and say, I feel 10 pounds lighter.
That's disgusting. I'll update.
I'm sorry. It's really boring at this desk.
I can only imagine.
That everything?
I'll update when I can. Thanks.
Okay, this Hamal is out.
Huge. Yeah, later, Hamal.
Was so tempting, after saying you're from a cafe, find out with the order again, just to walk in, hey, Riley, what's your order? For the food.
So the three of you arrive down at Trattoria De Luca, where you are greeted by a elderly Italian woman whose apron says Nona De Luca. Erica, would you like to play Nona De Luca?
Yeah,
or should I?
I've set an example for
I can do it if you'd rather, because Riley's in this scene, so it's
true.
Probably better for me to.
I just cannot evoke East Coast accents terribly well.
That's fair.
And I don't want to make it seem,
of course,
racist. Okay.
Hello, welcome to Trattoria De Luca. I'm Nona De Luca. How many will be at your table?
We've got three.
Okay. Are you gonna be doing the garlic bread bar?
Well, now that I know about it, yes.
You too?
Yeah, I guess. I had never thought about that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let me explain how it works. You've been to a salad bar before?
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine if it didn't suck and everything was garlic bread.
Perfect.
I clear as daylight.
Okay, so that's $12.95 a person, and then you get whatever entree, appetizer, dessert you feel like ordering.
Wait, included in the $12.99?
No.
Oh.
Separate.
Sorry.
It's a la carte.
I was going to say, that would be a crazy deal, but...
Your table is over there. Go sit down, get yourself something to drink, and then manja, okay?
Thanks. Yeah.
So the three of you sit down, and the first thing you notice on the menu is that the headline item is De Luca's famous hot dog pizza.
Wait, didn't that girl in New York say they had this?
I mean, I guess more than one person could come up with the idea, right?
Usually I would say yes. This is too weird for multiple people to come up with.
This is too weird? This is where you draw the line?
Yeah, who's gonna put pizza and hot dogs together?
It's a perfectly natural combination.
I'll tell you who. A De Luca, a genius. My grandfather, Fernando De Luca, came up with the hot dog pizza in 1829.
From a cart in New York by chance?
Yes, from a cart in New York.
I didn't know they had pizza back then.
The oldest pizzeria in New York is very much younger than that.
That's fair.
Yeah, like the oldest pizza place in New York was opened in like 1905. This was, of course, back in Naples, but, you know, Bella Napoli, as we say around here, but, you know, hot dog pizza.
I mean, it says famous right on the menu. How could I say no?
Perfect.
I did say I would try it.
Two hot dog pizzas. And how about you, young lady? Just like a bolognese. You're getting Sunday gravy and you're going to like it. Two hot dog pizzas, one spaghetti and Sunday gravy, three garlic bread bars.
Yeah,
I think that sums it up.
What do you want to drink? We got wine, we got beer, we got soda pops.
Oh, yeah, I could use a glass of wine, actually. What would you recommend for pairing with... Riley isn't laughing.
Okay, so your pairing recommendation is actually not going to be a glass of wine, which I know sounds insane from an Italian. What goes good with the hot dog pizza is the celery soda.
Is this something we have in New Hampshire?
It's probably not. It, like, exists in New York and New Jersey and, like, basically nowhere else.
Celery soda.
It's, trust me, it'll blow your mind.
All right. I mean, you are guiding me tonight. I am happy to go on this journey.
And then for you, put you down for a celery soda too, or you looking for something else? She says to you, Fremma.
I'll get a beer. Looks over at the bar. Draft third Peroni. From the right.
Yeah, you're getting a Peroni.
Yeah, that's fair.
And last but not least for you, young lady, I guess I don't get to order, so whatever you think is fine for me. Okay, you're getting the house red. I'll be back with your food. You guys can go peruse the garlic bread bar whenever you want to. And there is a magical, wonderful land full of garlic bread of all manner.
Who knew there were 15 varieties of garlic bread?
So, like, you have to, they go all out. They make, it's not just traditional Italian breads. You've got, like, garlic naan.
Hell yes.
They are willing to go all around the world to bring you the most impressive selection of garlic breads possible.
Crumble for them. No, I'm in.
The only one they don't have is pull-apart garlic bread, because that's unsanitary, and you can't keep a sanitary pull-apart garlic bread at a
buffet.
Open food bar. Yes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
There's, like, a blue cheese garlic bread that I think Riley probably goes for, because Riley seems like a blue cheese type.
Who isn't? That's incredible.
Me. I hate blue cheese.
Oh. Gotta get that funk in your life.
I get my funk by listening to George Clinton. But you are in a delightful, happy world full of garlic bread, and you almost, for a moment, are able to forget about the stress of the situation you are in. And with that, I think we will end the episode, which is actually going to be two episodes.
Yeah.
I like this theme of ending episodes on a eating at a restaurant.
Chicks with Dice is a part of Danger Square Productions. To support the work we do, visit our website, dangersquare.ca. Monster of the Week is written by Michael Sands and published by Evil Hat Productions. Remember, the best way to help the show is to leave us a review on the podcatcher of your choice, or to tell a friend about the show. Word of mouth is the number one way a podcast gains new listeners, and coming in at a close second are 5-star reviews. The theme song for Disaster Lesbian's Guide to the Apocalypse is My Mommy Dom Spit in My Mouth and Now I'm a Commie by Over My Dead Name. Visit linktr.ee/omdn for Allison's other work. This episode features Aaron Cotter as Euphrema Naylor. Aaron uses they-them pronouns. 40 Under 40 gay luminary Erica Belsas plays Riley Knudsen. Erica uses any-all pronouns. It also featured me, Kathleen Hislop. I use she-her pronouns. Until next time, keep an eye out for anything weird.